Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged people to tune into his podcast interview with Lex Fridman to be broadcast today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he had a fascinating conversation with Mr. Fridman, who hosts the Lex Fridman podcast. The conversation covered diverse topics, including Mr. Modi's childhood, the years in the Himalayas, and the journey in public life. Prime Minister of New Zealand Christopher Luxon will arrive in New Delhi this afternoon on a five-day visit to India. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, business, media, and members of the Indian diaspora community. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Raisina Dialogue 2025 with his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in New Delhi tomorrow. The 10th edition of the Raisina Dialogue is being held from tomorrow till 19th March. Union Minister for Railways, Information and Broadcasting and Information Technology Aswini Vaishnav has said that the 410-meter-long Hyperloop test tube at IIT Chennai is the longest Hyperloop test facility in Asia and will soon become the world's longest. The minister shared this information while posting a video on social media of a live demonstration he witnessed during this visit to the Hyperloop testing facility at IIT Madras Discovery Campus yesterday. The 14th meeting of the ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus Experts Working Group on Counter-Terrorism will be held in New Delhi on 19th and 20th of March. India and Malaysia will co-chair the two-day meeting. Delegations from the 10 ASEAN nations, including Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos PDR, Malaysia, Myanmar, Philippines, Vietnam, Singapore and Thailand, and 8 dialogue partners from Australia, New Zealand and Republic of Korea, Japan, China and the USA and Russia, along with Timor-Leste and the ASEAN Secretariat, will participate in the meeting. Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandavia took part in the Fit India Sundays on Cycle campaign at Sabarmati Riverfront in Ahmedabad this morning. The Fit India Sundays on Cycle event is organized by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports in collaboration with the Cycling Federation of India and Mera Yuva Bharat. Prasar Bharati has been honored with the Hockey India Jaman Lal Sarma Award for Invaluable Contribution 2024 at the Hockey India 7th Annual Awards 2024 in New Delhi. The award marks the Prasar Bharati's tireless efforts in promoting and broadcasting hockey across the nation. In a statement, Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal said the goal of Prasar Bharati is to make hockey reach every part of the country. Padma Bhushan Ramakant Rath, one of the most renowned modernist poets in Odia literature, passed away early this morning at Bhubaneswar at the age of 91. His passing has cast a deep shadow of mourning over the literary world, marking the end of an era in Odia literature. A 1957 batch IS officer, Ramakant Rath has also worked as Chief Secretary of Odisha and also held several key positions in the Union Government. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief at the demise of eminent Odia poet Ramakant Rath. In her message, President Murmu said Ramakant Rath was a prominent figure in the Indian literary world. In the meantime, Chief Minister of Odisha Mohan Charan Manji, Union Ministers Dharmendra Pradhan, Jwal Oram and many other dignitaries have deeply condoled the death of Ramakant Rath. The nominations for the Padma Awards 2026 to be announced on the occasion of Republic Day next year have begun. The last date for nominations for Padma Awards is 31st July. The nominations and recommendations for Padma Awards will only be received online on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal. Music legend and Oscar winner A.R. Rahman was admitted to a hospital in Chennai late last night. The 58-year-old musician suffered from dehydration. Hospital sources said that he has been discharged allowing treatment. The Begumpet railway station in Hyderabad will be an all-woman railway station soon and formal inauguration will be soon after the modernization are completed. Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy has announced this when he inspected the ongoing modernization works yesterday. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.